But let me do this with you. Do you wonder if what you're going through is affliction or not? Does the Bible define affliction? Because as I was reading through this passage, I thought, after I read through over and over again, I thought, well, what qualifies as affliction? And so I looked at the word affliction, and I thought, does that show up anywhere else in the Bible? Well, let's go through, and I'll give you a little study of affliction. Okay, start in Genesis with me. And I love to do this. I love to do a biblical theology. A biblical theology is to watch a topic as it unfolds in the Scripture from its first occurrence and onward. And so the first time affliction shows up in the Bible is in chapter 16 of Genesis. And I found it's mentioned 37 times. And don't worry, we're not going to look at all 37, only 36, okay? But 37 times in the Old Testament. And what I found is that each one of them so completely relates to us where we are in life. I mean, if you don't identify with one of these that I'm going to share with you, then you are not really paying attention. You know, you're not looking out the windows as life goes by. Here's the first one in Genesis 16:11. And affliction is there defined as the ill treatment that Hagar got from her jealous and vengeful boss, Sarah. You know the story. Let me read the verse. The angel of the Lord said to her, behold, you are with child, and you'll bear a son, and you'll call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard your affliction. There's the first occurrence. And you know what it is? It's not one of our heroes. Usually we don't look on Hagar as a great, you know, stellar. I mean, you don't want to be daughters of Hagar. You might be daughters of Hannah or Mary, but not of Hagar. Why? Because, you know, she's kind of associated with Egypt and, you know, with the ongoing Israeli-Arab conflict and Ishmael, the father of the Arab nations and all that stuff. But you know what? Two great truths come through her life. She's the one that's identified earlier in this chapter with, I am the God who sees you. And then, I am the God who knows your affliction. So, I mean, she really is a woman who God used for great things. And she teaches us that affliction in God's sight is when we're ill-treated by jealous and vengeful bosses. Her boss, her mistress, her master as a slave was Sarah, Abraham's wife. And Sarah was jealous of her. Sarah didn't like her. She held her in contempt. And God says, I see your affliction, and it's not right that she's doing that to you. And because of that, I will bless you. What's the lesson for us? If you are being ill-treated by someone who's jealous, someone who's vengeful, someone who's over you and they're making life hard for you, God says, I want you to learn from me in that situation. At work, at home, at school, if there's jealousy and ill-treatment, vengeance, God says, I know that and I'm going to work with you. Look at chapter 29 of Genesis, second time it shows up in the Bible. Also just really tracks with us where we are in our lives. Genesis 29 verse 32. Affliction is there defined in the Scriptures as a lack of love that Leah got from her husband Jacob. Did you ever think of that? Did you ever think that if you have a less than stellar marriage, if you ended up, and I think about that when we go and minister in Russia, so many of those women there are married to these alcoholic men who live not for anything but themselves, and those women are in such adversity and such affliction, and you know what? God knows about that. You say, well, that's not my problem. I don't have an alcoholic husband. I just have a husband who likes everything but me. Well, look at what it says here in verse 32 of Genesis 29. So Leah conceived and bore a son, and she called his name Reuben, for she said, the Lord has surely looked on my affliction. Now, what's your affliction, Leah? Now, therefore, my husband will love me. Do you remember the story? Jacob from Laban bargained 7 years to get Rachel, the pretty one, the well-favored one, the Hebrew says, that she was just in every way beautiful to look at, and her personality and everything else. But he had an older daughter, Laban did, Leah, who was weak-eyed. I'm not sure what weak-eyed means, but you know, I can just imagine that made Jacob's eyes weak looking at her or something. I don't know, but he didn't like her, whatever. And he got her instead, and so he said, okay, well, you're there. I don't want you, but I do want this one. So he worked 7 more years. You know the story. Well, that carried over into the marriage, and he favored Rachel and didn't love Leah. You know what God says? Just like with the ill treatment Hagar got, God says, that's not right. And that's an affliction. Your husband should love you. He should, Genesis 2. He should leave his father and mother. He should cleave to you. He should love you. He should be a loving husband. But she didn't have that. And affliction was the lack of love she got from her husband. Can you relate to that? you have a lack of love in your family? Do you have a lack of love in some relationship? Maybe in your marriage, maybe in your family, maybe from your relatives, and you experience an undeserved lack of love. They just plain don't like you. That's an affliction. And God says, I can teach you some great stuff through that. So either from a boss or from a loved one,